Craig Bulger, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the call. Craig, how's the weather up in Carlow today?
Not a bother. Misty, but okay, dry. Same thing.
Any frost out last night?
Yeah, a bit of frost out, but not too bad.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
Oh, we did, yeah.
Good man. Did he go around his yellow tractor or did he walk around?
No, he went and walked around it.
Craig, I came across your story there through mutual friends of ours, Paul, Aaron and Gail McMahon, down there in Ladysbridge. They put me in contact with you and they're listening. So we say a big shout out to Paul and Aaron and, of course, Mommy Bear, that is Gail. Good morning to you all. Craig, you have a frightening story, but it's a heartfelt story. Can you run us through the diagnosis and what happened?
Yeah, in 2017... Brandon became a thing like a verruca come on his left foot and the sole of his foot. And as you treat a verruca, we tried to treat it ourselves and it just was getting worse. So we brought him to the doctor and they tried to freeze it off and it couldn't. And it kept getting bigger and bigger. And it was that big that it was like a cork of a wine bottle. It was starting to come out of his foot that big. And at the same time, he was going to physiotherapy and the child had to wear two socks like he was bleeding. And they kept telling him, no, it's okay, jump on, it's only a verruca. So finally, they sent us to Kilkenny Hospital to see would they be able to take it off. They thought it was a verruca first and we waited. And then in February 18, he got it operated on. They took it off and 6 weeks later, the 27th of March, we found out that it was cancer. They sent it, Kilkenny sent it to Waterford and came back as cancer. And they were hoping it was wrong. So then they sent it to Cork University Hospital and then they came back and said, no, it's cancer called Ewing sarcoma.
Okay, just to recap now and just to reiterate with our listeners who may not be aware of the situation. Brandon is how old?
He's only 10 years of age.
10 years old. So it happened in 2017 when he was 9, yeah?
Yeah, it happened. Well, the 2017, it come as a verruca on his foot.
Okay. And you went through what would be the normal procedure, trying to treat a verruca as best you can. Was it unusual for a child at that age to have symptoms of a verruca?
No, because we actually thought it was first ourselves, because he was actually been swimming with the school and you know yourself in the swimming pools. But then it kept getting worse and worse, like, and it was... It kept getting bigger and bigger, like, and even to us, it didn't look like a verruca anymore, but we were told it was a verruca, and that was it, like, so.
And this child, Brandon, he was exhibiting no other symptoms of being ill, no?
No other symptoms. He was up and down since he was 4 to come in with asthma and stuff, and that's why he was going to physiotherapy, because younger, he was given a lot of steroids, and he shouldn't have been given them, but this physio kept making him jump up and down and doing it, and the child's foot used to wear two socks, like, and he was still bleeding. And everyone kept saying, oh, it's a verruca. So.
Right. So what is the diagnosis? What's it called?
Ewing sarcoma.
Ewing sarcoma.
Yeah.
So it's a cancer.
It is a cancer, yeah. It's a very strong cancer. And Brandon's on chemo. High doses of chemo every 14 days. Well, that's when there is a bed. Like, at the moment, it's an argument every time he's due his chemo for a bed, so.
Crazy. And is this in Crumlin?
This is in Crumlin, yeah.
So you have to make the journey from Carlow to Crumlin, which I know you don't mind, for the sake of the child and to make him better. But you're saying that sometimes when he's due his cycle of chemo, there's no bed available, so therefore he has to skip his chemo. Is that what you're saying?
He has to wait, yeah. He could be... The longest now he was waiting was 6 days, like, overdue his chemo, like. Like, and every time it's an argument, because at the start, they tell you that you have to be there on time and you have to bring a child, but then when it comes to them and it doesn't suit them, like, it's a different story, which is wrong. And nobody bothers ringing you to see, like, you're okay. Like, the first time he was delayed, we were panicking, and he's given a special nurse up there, she's supposed to contact you and everything, and we just was arguments the whole time. It's terrible you have to argue, like, to get him treated.
And how many times has this happened, Craig?
It's 3 or 4 times now after happening. It's an argument every time, like.
So just, you know, sorry now for recapping on this, but your son, 10 years of age, has been diagnosed with cancer, which is a serious illness. It's obviously debilitating for him. Right? He's a young, active 10-year-old. He has been diagnosed with cancer. He's been prescribed or recommended that he needs chemotherapy. When his cycle comes around for the chemotherapy, when his time comes around for the chemotherapy cycle, you contact Crumlin or you go up to Crumlin and you're told, sorry, the chemo can't take place because there's no bed space available.
Exactly.
That is absolutely crazy. It is nothing but unacceptable in this country. In 2018, a young 10-year-old battling enough battles and he's praying that there's a bed available so that he can receive his what could effectively be his life-saving or life-changing treatment, yeah?
Yeah, and we've actually put out a plea. Anyone in Ireland, any TD, to come fight with us. There's one local senator, Jennifer Manane, but not one other person. Now, he goes to school, even though we live in Carlow, he goes to school in South Kildare, and not one person has come to the door to offer their help. TD, only one local woman.
Yeah, but you know, you have the local elections coming up soon, so you'll be plagued with them. Does that annoy you, Craig?
It is, yeah. It's very frustrating, but it's like, you have to argue every time, like, and it's terrible, like, and then they make out that, oh, it's a misunderstanding, and they try to turn around and blame the parents, which is totally wrong, like, but everyone says, oh, start with the minister, but it doesn't, to be honest, it doesn't start with the minister, it starts in the hospital with the nurses and doctors.
Cause so, sorry now for cutting across, but I'm blown away by this. So we're on the foot of, we're still living in the shadows of the cervical misdiagnosis, right? And now you have a young fella, 10 years of age, who's been diagnosed with a cancer, and I'm reading here now that the Ewing sarcoma that Brandon has is in his skin, which is unusual, yeah?
Yeah. First, like, when we went up to Crumlin first, they told us, yeah, there was Ewing sarcoma, and they had other children there with it. And then the second visit, they went to come along and told us, oh, we've never treated this before, and they had to ring a specialist in London about his treatment.
Okay. And so on top of the concern and the worry you have for your son, who's 10, you also have the worry of, will there be, when is he due his next chemo?
He's due in next Monday now, please God.
And what's the procedure? Do you ring Crumlin a couple of days before, or what's the situation?
No, Brandon will go for it to get his bloods checked Sunday in Kilkenny in his local hospital. They'll check his bloods, and once they're okay, then they'll fax him to Crumlin. But we also ring the evening before Crumlin. We'll ring Sunday night, given Crumlin, and they'll probably tell us, they normally tell us, oh, they won't know till the morning. One time it was 9:30, and now it's gone to 10:30, 11:00, they'll tell you to ring, and then they'll tell you if there's a bed or not.
And this is in the oncology ward in Crumlin Hospital?
This is in the oncology ward, and as I had numerous arguments with them, and I said, I asked, why do I have to argue? But as I was told one day by a nurse, she said I shouldn't argue because there was three other kids waiting and their parents didn't argue, so I had no right to be given out to her.
Okay, and I'm being told here that I'm getting a message in here that the delay in getting a bed for Brendan has been raised in the Shannon twice. Is that right?
It has, yeah. And the first time it was an apology and it wasn't going to happen again, and the second time it was we were waiting 5 days again overdue.
Okay. Like, yeah, okay. We'll go along. Other than that, he's doing fine, yeah?
He's doing fine. At the start now, he used to get very, very depressed and down at the chemo, and no one helped us up there. We asked for help. We didn't know at the time. The child would just lie in the bed. He would even tell us to go home. He didn't want to talk to nobody. He wouldn't even speak to us. Wouldn't eat, drink, nothing. And then one weekend, it got that bad. Like, there was nothing for him to do up there. The TV was broken in the room. No controllers for the PlayStations up there, anything. And we let him watch a couple of videos on Facebook, and he came up with the idea then that he wanted to buy a tractor and paint it the cancer awareness colours, yellow and black, well, yellow representing gold, and to go around and raise some money to try pay for a few shows for the kids at the weekend, because there was absolutely nothing. He'll tell you himself.
Yeah, we'll talk to him now in a few minutes. Just briefly, Craig, without getting too personal, what's your family composition like? When you were told, you know, you're saying that you need to ring Crumlin on a Sunday or, you know, the day before and ring back that day, and if there's a bed come up, like, it must be extremely difficult for you to get your family and get your situation sorted, is it?
It is, because you can't, you can't plan anything. Like, we've another little lad, the youngest is 6, and he has to be in school now. It was okay during the summer when we could all go up as a family, but now, like, we have to do it in between schools. But, like, criminal, just, they won't give you a notice at all. They just expect you up as quick as you can. And
right. What happened, as far as you're aware, what happened when Brandon was getting the bloods, the delay? Like, what's the story there? You were telling me yesterday he was getting bloods and there was a delay in the bloods.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago he was due. We went down one day at 1 o'clock. We were down there before one. We're down one morning, he got his bloods checked, and we came home then, as we usually do, and we got a phone call at 1 o'clock saying that he needed a lot of blood, and we were to go back down to a local hospital, Kilkenny, at 4. So then they rang back, and they said, no, we'd wait, we weren't to come till 6:30. So we went back to Kilkenny at 6:30, and we're put in a room and all, because Brandon has to go into a room where it's isolated, and no one came near us till 8 o'clock that night, even though they said his blood was there. So they come in then, and they said that was fine. He was to get 2 bags of blood, one after the other that night, and then he wasn't to get the third one till the morning, which was fair enough. So we were prepared to stay. So then the night nurse come on, and she said, no, no, and she told the child, which is wrong, because Brandon doesn't like staying in hospitals, and she said, no, no, you get 3 bags of blood, one after the other, and you can go home first thing in the morning. So 2 o'clock in the morning it came, he had his second bag of blood got, and the nurse, the buzzer was gone, and we went out, and the nurse was asleep at the desk with her head down, and I called her and said, no, no, he can't get the bag till the next morning. So that was fair enough. Brandon was a bit disappointed, so he went back to sleep. 7 o'clock come the next morning, I asked the same nurse, when is Brandon getting his third bag? And she says, no, he's not getting it. She says, we need to see a consultant. And I said, well, there's no need to. I said, because if there's any problems, which they have to ring Crumlin. They're supposed to.
Okay.
When I was having a conversation with that nurse, another nurse come in and shout into Brandon's face, give him the blood, flood him with blood. So I went out and I said to her, I said, this is not fair. And she says, oh, are you shouting at me? I said, I'm not shouting. And I told her out straight, I said, I have a big mouth. I said, and if I was shouting, you'd hear me at the other end of the hospital. And she said, you're threatening me now. And I said, well, if that's what the threat is, I said, you're just after threatening Brandon.
Okay, Craig, can I interrupt you there? Sorry, no. I can't proceed with this conversation because it's hearsay, right?
Yeah, no bother.
And no, I'll continue to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
But I'm happy to speak to Brendan and I'm happy to speak to you. But where it goes to hearsay, that nurse or the HSE or the hospital are entitled to a right of reply. So I'm going to, for legal purposes, I'm going to have to ask it to, you know, we'll take that off air, okay?
Oh, that's fair enough.
Well, I'm sorry now, but, you know...
Sorry, I was just telling the story.
Oh, I know, and I'm absolutely, you know, I'm gobsmacked at what's happening. But to be fair, nurses, you know, are the front line of our hospital service. They do Trojan work, right? And they are entitled to a right of reply as well, okay? But look, can I have a word with Brandon there?
You surely can, yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good.
You're good. We all trick-or-treating last night.
Yep.
Did you get loads?
Yep.
Did you get a bag for me? I heard you got so much stuff you could have done with that tractor and trailer last night. Is that right?
Yep.
Good man. Brendan, you have an amazing story. You were up in Crumlin there a couple of months ago. You had a boring old night. Your mum and dad gave you your Facebook and you went on a video. You were looking at videos and you decided to do what?
Well, I decided to buy a tractor and trailer and go around to, like, all the different shows and tractor runs and like, raise money to buy toys and pay for magic shows and stuff for the kids up in Crumlin.
Excellent. And why did you do that, Brendan?
Because up there on the weekends, you might as well be sitting in a cornfield because you would have more fun than sitting in Crumlin Hospital on the weekends.
Really? But are the nurses not nice looking?
No.
So you were both bored and you were watching videos and you see this tractor. What colour was the tractor, Brendan?
Well, I I got the mechanics to paint it yellow because it is golden yellow for the childhood. I mean, gold and black for the childhood of cancer, but I painted it, the mechanics painted it yellow because gold on a tractor, it's goldish, silverish. And
didn't they think you have too much money if you're going around a gold tractor, yeah? So you're better off getting the paint as yellow. Tell me, you know, gold and or yellow and black, that sounds very like Kilkenny colours. You don't want Kilkenny colours on a tractor, do you?
No, not really.
So you decided yellow and black because of the colour for childhood cancer, yeah?
Yep.
How are you feeling, Brendan?
Good.
You're good? You're looking forward to your treatment again next week, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, you've got the tractor and you've got a trailer for it now as well, have you?
Yep.
And what are you planning on doing? You can't drive that at 10 years of age.
Sure, we'll see.
Will you get a special license, do you think?
I see the way I'm going now, nearly on every radio station and everything. You see, I'll just walk into the Garda station or wherever and they'll roll out the red carpet for me and just hand me a license.
I heard that you're a proper little celebrity. I heard when people walk up to you on the street, they ask you for your autograph. Even the styles that you walk and meet on the street. Is that correct?
The way it's going, yes.
Good man. I love a fella that's perfectly honest. Tell me, how are you getting on in school?
Good. Well, I haven't been in it now for ages because being up in hospital and stuff.
I know. Tell me, honestly now, Brendan, there's no one listening to us today. Do you miss school?
No.
Your teacher was just listening. They're well impressed. How are you finding getting through every day and every week?
Well, since I've taught this idea with the tractor and all, I'm on cloud nine, to be honest with you. But before that, if anyone came up to a hospital to see me, I would just tell them to get out, and that's being honest with you.
Really? Even if I walked in or anyone walked in, who's your favourite star of all times?
I say Michael English.
If Michael English walked into Crumlin Hospital to visit you, you'd have told him go away?
No, not if Michael English walked in.
Tell me, like, you know, you were diagnosed with an illness. You thought it was a verruca and you were told this terrible illness, right?
Yep.
Do you feel angry? Do you feel... What way do you feel as a 10-year-old boy who's, you know, when you see your friends out playing and everything, what way does it make you feel, Brendan?
Well, the way I'm going now, the way since I've been sick and all, and I'm actually impressed with myself because no, if I didn't get this illness,
yeah,
I wouldn't have thought of any of these ideas or anything. So I'm actually, in a way, I'm actually impressed with myself.
Good man, and rightly so. And you deserve all the praise you're getting and all the recognition. Tell me, what's the name of the dog you got down in Bantry for the weekend?
Her name's Luna.
Luna. What is it? A she?
Yeah.
Who came up with the name and why?
Well, when we went down to get the dog, that's what her name was.
Oh, so she was baptised already. Is she nice? What kind of dog is she?
An English pointer.
An English pointer. Is she nice?
Yep.
Will she be going around with you in the tractor and trailer?
Well, I have a springer for doing that.
So you have a dog for each chore, is it?
Yep.
Brendan, you're a hard man. Tell me, you know, did you ever think that if you didn't get sick, you wouldn't be as famous as you are?
Yeah, to be honest with you, since I've got sick, my life's actually going better than it was before, and that's being honest with you.
Because you're being spoiled. Yeah. I heard you take a diary in every day to boom into Crumlin, and you get nurses' phone numbers and everything. Is that right? Don't mind laughing. Is it true or not? What's the lowest point you have been sick? What do you miss the most?
Nothing really, to be honest with you.
And what's the highest point? Are you looking forward to getting better again?
Yeah, and not the way you were saying about the nurses.
Yeah.
No, I have my eye on a northern woman with plenty of land.
An older woman with plenty of land and a bad cough, yeah?
And she's able to drive.
And does she know you're looking out for her?
Sorry?
Does she know that you have your eye on her?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, well, we put a shout out there for an older woman with plenty of land who's interested in dealing or dating a very, very, very inspirational young man, 10 years of age. Who did they contact? I suppose you'll have your own PR company soon, will you?
Probably.
Tell me about this tractor. When are we going to see this tractor on the road?
I meant to say a northern woman.
A northern woman?
Yeah.
You better hurry on before Brexit. Do you know about Brexit, you do?
Yes and no.
Okay. Why a northern woman, Brendan?
Because they're able to drive and they'll probably have plenty of land, their father will. And then if I'm out late farming, they won't be given out to get home to, and they'll have me dinner ready every night when I'm out late farming.
Right. I'm getting requests in here from women already listening up the north of Ireland. They want to know your phone number and everything. Can I give it to them?
Yeah.
Tell me, I have a couple of minutes left. This tractor, when are we going to see it? Where are we going to see it? How do we donate and raise money for your cause?
Well, the tractor, I think's coming this week. And I'm going to be honest with you. I say nearly every tractor show in Ireland I'll be at.
Good man.
And then if no one can find me there, they can find me on Facebook on Brandon's Yellow Tractor.
Brandon's Yellow Tractor on Facebook, yeah?
Yeah.
And can they donate on Facebook, online on that, yeah?
No. We're going to open up a GoFundMe for that.
Okay. And what are you hoping to achieve? What are you hoping to raise?
Well, it's not really like a goal. It's just really just to get as much as we can just to buy stuff for the kids up in Crumlin, because there is toys up there, but they're all broke and there's pieces missing from them and everything.
And tell me, Brendan, a question for you. Why a tractor? You know, what's the symbolism of the tractor?
Well, because you see, know the way there's like the pink car, pink tractors and all, and there's New Holland and John Deere and everything for, well, I know like they're just summer brands, but the pink ones are for like cancer.
All right, yeah, okay. And of course you can drive up and down to the north in a tractor, can't you?
Yeah, and as well, it's just, I just love tractors, trucks and hunting, but I used to live over in England and I used to have my own tractor and all, but
Yeah, go on. You just fancy the tractor because I suppose it's cheaper to run on the road as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? tell me, I'm going to play some Michael English there for you. You have a favourite song from Michael English, have you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Loughlin's Bar.
Why that?
I'm not sure. I just really like it.
Okay, so look, what I'm going to do, I need to take an ad break, right? I want you to appeal to the people, right? There's a way that with this tractor, right? With this tractor, you want to go around and you want to raise money. How are you going to raise money with the tractor and trailer?
Well, just say there's a tractor runner, a show on today, right?
Okay.
I'll go with the tractor and trailer and just say you're there and just say Johnny's there or whoever. And just say they want to put their kids up onto it and we'll say, right, you can put your kids up onto it and it will cost so much.
Okay. So if I go there with my children or grandchildren and I see your tractor and trailer at the horticultural show or whatever show, and I want to put my kid up in your trailer, your tractor or trailer, it will cost me €2, yeah?
Any donation, really.
Any donation, and I can put my... And get a photograph with you?
Yes.
That's the important part. Whatever about the tractor and trailer, once we get a photograph with Brendan Bulger, that's the main thing, isn't it? Will you sign the autograph and all for us?
Yeah, and then when we're in the tractor run or whatever, me brother will be in the back with the dog in the trailer with all the kids.
All right. So he'll be going around like a family outing to the shows, is it? Will he be bringing the soup and sandwiches, Brendan?
I don't know, should we work out something?
We'll work out something. We'll bring an old Santa and a flask of soup. Brendan, before I go back to your dad, can I ask you, what's your favourite show on the telly?
Probably Country File and Heir to the Ground.
Okay, wrong answer. There's a show on at Christmas time that you have a very big interest in it. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, The Toy Show.
Okay, and what's the story there, Brendan?
Well, I'm trying to get on to the toy show, like, to motivate kids that have cancer. Because when you first go into Crumlin, you think it's going to be the worst days of your life, but you think it's the best days of your life.
So you've turned the negative into a great big positive, yeah?
Yeah.
And you want other children who are sick, they mightn't even have cancer like you, they might be sick, you want them to turn that negative into a positive. It's not all doom and gloom, yeah?
Yeah, because there's a thing when you go into Crumlin, when you're getting your cancer treatment, you get to do this thing called Make-A-Wish, where you get to just say, oh, you wanted to go to Disneyland, and just say Mick or whoever there wants to go to, just say London to meet a famous soccer player or something like that, right?
Right.
So I'll write that down on a piece of paper and they'll ask you and you give it to them and then they'll ring you back and say, okay, right, well, you're able to go here or wherever.
Okay. Before I let you go, Brendan, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak to me here on CRY 104 FM, can I ask you to put a shout out there to anyone who's listening who has influence or contacts in the Late Late Toy Show production team? Give a shout out there that you want to be on that show, why you want to be on it, and give a shout out there. Go on.
What do I say?
Well, look, I'll do it for you. You want to get a chance to go on to the Late Late Toy Show. You want to share with the boys and girls that being sick, it's okay not to be okay, yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Brendan, it's been an absolute blast speaking to you. Good luck with the tractor and trailer. When you're around, you all give us a shout, will you, here on CRY 104 FM, yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Will you put me back on to your dad?
Yeah, bye.
Brendan, take care. Cheers, love. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. What an absolute gem of a young fella, I swear to God. Listen, Craig, the clock is against me. I need to take a net break. Can you hold for a couple of minutes and I'll be right back on to you?
No problem.
Just hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Is that okay? You're not under pressure for time or anything?
No problem. Go ahead.
Just hold the line. Thanks. Yeah, CRY 104 FM. It is the morning of you. It is yours truly, Jerry Murray, taking it through until 11 o'clock. I'm happy to say, I'm delighted to say, I'm still joined on the telephone there by Craig Bulger. Craig is... Brendan's dad, Craig. How are you doing?
Not a bother.
Still there?
Yeah.
How do you follow that?
It's unreal.
Unreal. Like, for 10 years of age, that guy has the brains and the intelligence of a 22 or 23-year-old.
That's it, like, and that's why I tell everyone to speak to him, because they can't say, like, it's not us putting words in his mouth. He's astonishing us the things he comes out with and the words. And the way he's taken to the cancer, like, he just looks at it, as he said himself, when you look up cancer, everything is bad, about you don't see the good bits. And that's what he wants to prove to the younger kids and tell them, like, you can be happy. And
does that inspire you, Craig, as his father, as his parent, that, you know, this is the way he's meeting cancer head on? Does that inspire you? Does it fill you with hope?
Yeah, it's brilliant now. It's only for him, like, he keeps us going, like, because he's unreal that... his attitude for it, like a couple of weeks ago now,
he was after he'd been diagnosed, we were going down the road, himself and I, one night, and he started talking about cancer, and he just shocked me what he was there to tell me, like, and he talks about it, like, he just doesn't mind, as he tells everyone, if he falls down, he gets back up again.
Well, you know, there's an old saying in people that have cancer, and God knows there are few of us that don't know someone that has been touched by it. You know, it's mind over body, and people say cancer has me, or I have cancer, but cancer isn't getting me. It's true, isn't it?
It is very true, yeah.
And I love the way he says, like, that his life would be so different and boring if he wasn't sick.
Yeah, he just comes up since he got his cancer. He just turned, as I said at the start, he was very, very depressed and everything, but then he came up with this idea, and now he's just thriving with ideas and wanting to tell everyone. Like, he's not afraid, and he wants other young kids to know about what's happened to him and not to be afraid, like, and that's what we are astonished with him, like.
And other than, you know, the radio stations you've been gone on with him, what other kind of feedback are you getting? People are blown away, it's, aren't they?
They are, yeah, but it's we've got a lot of, it's, be honest, a lot of people is down complete opposite end of the country. He was on his local radio station only there last week, but there's a lot of other stations now he hasn't been on yet, but it's actually from people in Cork and Galway, to be honest, and even the UK are actually in contact more than local people, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm going to put you in contact with someone in one of the city stations there. I have a number and I'll talk to you off air about that. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you very much. And thank you.
No bother. Listen to me, going back to the funding, Brandon's Yellow Tractor on Facebook, yeah? And you're in the process of setting up a GoFundMe page, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to set up a GoFundMe page. He's going to raise money and just ask for donations, and he's going to show the people then what he's going to try to get a few shows on for the kids in Crumlin, and he's going to donate to another cause, Bravery Blankets, which have been very good to us, and they're just a family as well, set up the funding themselves, and they know what we're going through, and he's going to help them out as well and do things. And anyone in Cork or any part of Ireland that wants to land in the Yellow Tractor to go and do something with him, he'd more than be happy to get involved.
He won't be able to fit his head in the door soon. He'll be so popular and so vain about everything. It's
for a secretary soon. And
you which?
He said he'll need a secretary soon, I think.
A PR company. Craig, it's been an absolute eye-opener. I can't say it's a pleasure because of the situation. I'm going mad that you're struggling with the services you're getting. Hope that'll improve for you. If there's anything at all we can do for you, give us a shout and we'd be delighted to do it. I put a shout out there, anyone that has any contact or any sources within the Late Late Toy Show, this is the guy's dream, and who are we to take it away from him, yeah?
Thank you very much.
No bother. Listen, thanks for your time. Give my thanks to Brendan. It's been an absolute blast. I tell you, there's a few people around the place could do with an inspiration or two from Brendan. He's an absolute pleasure, and you must be so proud of him, I suppose, in a way, are you?
Oh, we are. Look, it's unreal now. He's the courage of him and everything, and how brave he is. And this is just inspiring him the more and more every day now. And he wants to tell, which is great, I think. More and more every day he wants to talk and tell everyone about it.
And is he nearby you there?
Yeah, he's beside me here.
All right. No, I was going to ask for a long-term prognosis, but if he's nearby listening, we won't say nothing. Listen, it's been a pleasure, lads. Take care. Keep the positivity going. And I don't know whether you can hear it there online or not. I'm going to play this one especially for Brendan Bulger and yourself. It is, of course, Michael English and Lachlan Spare. We'll keep the request coming in for a Northern Ireland woman with plenty land who wants to go driving with Brendan Bulger down here in Carlow, yeah?
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Craig. Have a good day and give our regards to Brendan. All right.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. 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 What an absolute legend there. Craig Bulger, with an unbelievably brave young fella, that is Brendan Bulger, 10 years of age, diagnosed with cancer.